Hello, everyone. This is Veronika Kirilenko, a senior editor of the New American Magazine. And we're here in Bucharest, Romania, covering the Make Europe Great Again conference. And here with me, I am so thrilled to have Dan Tănase, member of the Romanian Parliament, representing the party called the Alliance for the Unity of Romanians. Dan, it's so great to see you, and thank you so much for hosting us at this beautiful event. So please tell us, how did you come up with the idea for this conference?
Hi, Veronica. Thank you for being here. Thank you for joining our conference. It is really important that we join forces together, the conservative, the patriots here in Europe and also in the United States, because we really have to fight back. We have to man up and fight back all these crazy, lunatic people in Brussels that are actually pushing down our throats the neo-Marxist, the globalist agenda that we absolutely reject. And we have to make Europe again, the same way President Trump made United States great again. President Trump is an inspiration for us. We support him, and we want to join forces to make Europe great again, and to make sure that the globalists and their agenda, that is actually mocking basic principles of life, is away, basically. We are happy to be here because we have people from all over the world, from United States, from Europe, various countries from Europe, Belgium, Germany, France, Italy, and we are happy because we joined forces together, not only to, you know, to make our existence, you know, noticed, and to send a very strong signal that we're going to fight back. We're going to fight back against those who think that they're going to push God away from our lives. We're going to push back and going to fight against those who believe that two men can form a family, and those who want to push the LGBT propaganda in our schools. We want to fight back those who want to push the Green Deal on us and to make our economies weaker. And we are happy that here in Bucharest, actually this is not the first event that we organized, but this type of conference, like this is the first one. And I'm pretty sure that this way, with you being here, with all the guests being here, we have over 200 guests, patriots, conservatives from all over the world. We're going to be stronger at the end of it, and we're going to exchange ideas. We're going to see that we are not alone, and that the patriots and conservatives all over the world are pushing back on the globalist agenda.
You said that you're inspired by American former President Donald J. Trump. And can you talk about any specific policies or initiatives that he put in place and enacted during his presidency that you find particularly inspiring?
Well, I grew up during the communist era. I grew up as a child during the communist era. So I know exactly, specifically, when I see, you know, a regime that wants more control and less freedom. And that is what we see right now in Europe and in America. These regimes, they want less freedom, more control. They literally mock our traditions. They literally mock our values. So we're going to push back. Me as a child, and we as growing up, of course we looked with respect towards America, and because United States was a source of inspiration. We all wanted freedom. We all wanted the big dream, the dream of America. So of course we're going to look that way. And President Trump is, I'll give you just one example. Not only, yeah, right now he's fighting our fight as well against everybody, but I when I look in the Western Europe and I see the flood, the uncontrolled migration of people from Asia and Africa that are literally being dragged here with boats and put on welfare right away, while the Europeans suffer because of lack of jobs, because of lack of educational system, health system. I really think that we should put in place the same politics that, for instance, President Trump tried to put with the wall, you know, during at the border with Mexico, because the focus of President Trump was the Americans first. The focus of European leaders should be Europeans first. Of course, we are Christians. Of course, we're going to support. Of course, we're going to give. Of course, we're going to. But the idea that we mock the traditional family, we mock the Christianity, we mock the basic principles on which the European Union is based, the continent is based, that we mock that and we mock the family, and instead of that, we're going to bring back hundreds of thousands of migrants to work and so on. That idea is crazy, and we simply actually fight against it. We do not agree with it. We don't see that it's a solution. We actually see at what is happening right now in France, what is happening right now in United Kingdom, where you have constant rapes, you have social problems, you have people that are on welfare and they don't want to work. So we don't want that in Romania. We want to learn from these mistakes, and we're saying, okay, we have to push back. And we're going to push back, we're going to use all our strength, our political strength, and we're going to push back. And on the 9th of June, we want to join our forces, and we want to overthrow this crazy globalists that are running right now things in Europe. And we want to make partners with President Trump, because I'm pretty sure, I'm confident that Americans have learned from the past 4 years, and I'm pretty sure they're gonna choose Trump again, and we're gonna join forces for God and for tradition and for patriots and for, you know, the traditional family.
Yeah, this is wonderful. My last question to you, Dan, is this: how do you see a role of Romania in making Europe great again?
All the countries in Europe, in the European Union, all the countries in Europe are unique, are marvelous, are extraordinary. Their people are patriots, hardworking people. We do not support the model that is right now promoted, that federalization of the European Union. We support the Europe of nations, because every nation in Europe is different. Different values, different culture, different food, different tourist attractions, different geography. So we have to make sure that every country is respected in the same way, is treated as a partner, is treated as a voice that matters right there in Brussels, because what we see in the last years is that the voice of Romania is not heard. We don't really matter. Our politicians, the one that ruled up until now, they only listened and executed immediately what was said from Brussels, without promoting our national interests, without promoting our national values, our culture. So we reject that. We say, okay, the way you did politics until now didn't function. Right now, our voice, Romanian voice, is not heard in Brussels. We have to make sure that our point of views, the interests we have, the economic interests, the geopolitical interests that we have, are well respected in Brussels. And for that, we are well prepared, not only with a team from our party, but we are prepared as well with partners in all the other patriotic parties, conservative parties, all the world, all around Europe and in the United States of America.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And the really, really last question. You said that you're running to represent Romania in the European Parliament. Would you please maybe very briefly outline the top three priorities that are important for you?
Yes, I'm on the list. We have a list, an impressive list of candidates for the European election, for the European Parliament, with professors, entrepreneurs, people that really achieved something up until now. In comparison with the other parties that have only shallow politicians that, you know, that's all they did their entire life. Our priorities, of course, would be to make our voice heard in Brussels. As well, a priority would be, because we have a big diaspora, we have over 6 million Romanians living outside Romania. So we really have to make sure that we make their voice heard in Europe, in United States for that matter as well. And of course, our one of our other priorities would be to protect the interests of small businesses in Romania and the agricultural sector as well, because I don't know why the way things were being negotiated up until now, a farmer in France received more money than a farmer in Romania, and we don't see that that's fair. So we wanna see that the interests of our farmers, of our small businesses, are as well respected in Europe.
Dan, would you please tell us how can people learn more about you and your platform?
They can for sure join my Facebook page, for instance, dantenasa.ro, my blog dantenasa.ro. You can also join, but the party, partidular.ro, you can find it there. But just Google the Romanian Alliance for the the Alliance for the Unity of Romania on Google, and for sure you're gonna find some interesting information about us. I think it's really important for our viewers to know that we never did politics up until 2020. We are young politicians, but we have a strong heart and a strong belief in God, and I'm pretty sure that with the help of President Trump, we're going to make Europe great again.
Thank you. That was Dan Tanase, everyone. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Veronica Kirilenko of The New American Magazine.
Remember when the only uncertainty in the news was the weather forecast? And you could depend on your local newspaper to bring you the news with only a hint of bias. Nowadays, there's a deluge of news outlets striving for your attention. But surprisingly, all the narrative is from one direction. At The New American, we hold fast to the timeless truths of our founders and provide a refuge of honest reporting. Visit thenewamerican.com today and get 25% off your subscription.